Tired of looking at all your bank accounts and investment accounts and wonder if you'll ever get to $100,000 saved for the future? In today's episode, I'm going to talk about some crucial wealth decisions that will help you get there quicker and set yourself up with strong wealth habits to be on your way to becoming a millionaire. So for the sake of time, let's dive right into it. Hey there, Wealth Builders. This is Brian Muller. Today we're going to be talking about getting your first $100,000 saved for the future. It takes time, it takes discipline, but once you get to that first $100,000 saved, which is the hardest number to get to, things start to really compound from there, and your money grows upon your money and starts to compound. And next thing you know, your $100,000 is worth $200,000. And then their $200,000 is worth $400,000. And then you're on your way to reaching that million-dollar level if that is your particular goal. Getting your first $10,000 saved is difficult. Getting to $50,000 is difficult. But getting your first $100,000 saved is the future of your wealth journey. And you're doing it with nothing but your income and some discipline and some determination. But here's the good news. Once you hit that mark, that compound interest becomes your friend, like I mentioned earlier. So before we dive in to this episode in a little more detail, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're rolling a snowball down a hill. At first, it's small and you have to push pretty hard. That's your early savings phase, trying to get to this first $100,000 saved. But as it rolls, it picks up more snow and builds, and that momentum becomes unstoppable. That's compound interest at work. So let's break down the journey to saving your first $100,000. First, let's say you're starting with zero, and you can save $1,000 monthly. At an 8% average rate of return, which is a reasonable rate of return for a diversified investment portfolio over the long term, you'll hit $100,000 in about 6.5 years. I know it sounds like forever, but you have to stick with me here. And here's where it gets really interesting. Let's look at the power of compound interest using that 8% rate of return in a little more detail. Year one, you save $12,000 and you earn about $520 in returns with that 8% return. Year three, your returns are now generating about $2,800 annually. And by year five, you're earning around $5,900 per year on your portfolio. And by year 6.5, boom, you hit the $100,000 mark. So as you start building and building more, doing that $1,000 per month, your money keeps building on itself using the power of compound interest. But here's the real magic, the journey to a million. Once you have that $100,000 base, assuming you keep investing that same $1,000 per month and an 8% return, at year 10, you're going to have about $200,000. In year 15, it's going to be about $375,000. At year 20, you'll have approximately $650,000. And at year 25, you've crossed the million-dollar mark. And obviously, an 8% rate of return is an average rate of return. You're going to have years that are much higher than that. You're going to have years that are lower. You might even have some years where they're negative. But if you average out an 8% rate of return, it'll take about 25 years to reach that goal, investing $1,000 per month. But getting to your first $100,000 is the hardest part. And from there, you start to use the power of your own money. And one day, your investment portfolio will make more in a day than you do in 3 months working. Now let's just talk about some key strategies to reach your first $100,000, maybe a little bit faster. And there's three key strategies I'd consider making to help you reach your goals faster. Number one is automate everything. Think of automation as your wealth building on autopilot. You know, set up an automatic transfers on payday, pay yourself first before you can touch that money. Even $500 a month automatically invested is better than waiting to manually invest $1,000 when you feel ready. Number two, see if you can create multiple income sources. Your day job shouldn't be your only source of income. For some of us, it is, but consider maybe freelancing in your expertise area. Start a small side business or side hustle. Take on some project-based work. Every extra dollar you earn can really accelerate your financial journey if you use that to invest for your future. And number three, try to live below your means, but don't forget to live. I'm not going to tell you to give up your daily coffee. That's not realistic. Although having a Starbucks or fancy drink for $6 every morning, maybe you could use that as a treat once or twice a week instead of every day. But instead, focus on the big three: your housing, transportation, and food. Now, a lot of us are in a mortgage and we're in a house that we're comfortable with. It might not be possible to reduce our housing expenses in terms of our mortgage, but there's definitely things that you could do to reduce some of the costs within your house, some of the things that you spend money on that you don't use. Transportation, if you're driving a vehicle that is more than 12% of your income in terms of the monthly payment, you're probably driving around a car that is too expensive for your particular income. And when it comes to food, there's obviously a lot of ways we can reduce our costs there. I know when we go to the grocery store right now, it feels much more expensive. I know with a family and kids like me, I can't believe the cost sometimes when I go to the grocery store. But we can stop eating out as much. We can do more efficient things with buying food from discount grocery stores and things like that. And optimizing these will have a little bit extra that we can play with for both saving and possibly even living and creating some experiences. So now let's just talk a little bit about mindset for a moment. You know, the journey to 100,000 isn't just about the numbers. It's about building wealth habits that will serve you for life. You know, think of each dollar you invest as buying shares, you know, in your future freedom. Now, here's a challenge for all of you listeners out there. Calculate your freedom number. I have a financial freedom calculator on my website. You can go to momentouswealthadvisors.com/tools, and you can plug in different numbers of savings frequency and returns, and it'll show you how much money you'll have at whatever age you put in to the financial freedom calculator. The amount you need to save monthly to hit 100,000, you can put that in the calculator and show what you would need to save at an 8% return or a 10% rate of return to reach that number. I already gave you kind of a little bit of a framework of investing $1,000 a month will get you there in 6.5 years. But maybe you want to reach that goal sooner. Or maybe you can't do $1,000 a month and you want to see how long it would take for you to get to 100,000 saved. Wealth building, you know, isn't a sprint, it's a marathon with compounding checkpoints along the way. Your first 100,000 is just the beginning. Keep investing consistently, stay the course during market turbulence, and trust that the power of compounding interest is going to help you reach whatever goal you have. Getting to your first 100,000 is hard. But once you get there, you'll have the opportunity to continue to build upon that wealth. And as your income increases, try to avoid that lifestyle inflation and invest more. So if you started investing $1,000 a month and you reach that 100,000 goal and you want to try to reach the next 100,000 quicker, up your contributions to $1,200 a month or $1,500 a month or whatever works for your particular budget. Your first $100,000 is just the beginning. And before we wrap up, here's your action item for the week. Set up an automated investment plan, even if it's just $100 to start. The key is to begin building the snowball now. And as you go along, keep adjusting that. Find ways to save even more and try to get your contributions to be 10 to 15% of your total income. To build financial independence or financial freedom requires you to be disciplined, and you will probably have to invest and save even more than 10 or 15%, depending on your income level and your goals. If you want to retire early and have financial independence at 55, you're going to have to contribute 20, 25, possibly even 30% of your income. But wherever you are, maybe you already have $100,000 saved, or you're just starting out. The key is to automate your savings, stay disciplined, see if you can create multiple income streams to have even more money to put away, and try to find a way to live below your means so you can invest for the future and balance living for today. I know it's hard today. It feels like life is expensive. I feel it just like everyone else does. But we can find ways to save for the future by cutting out unnecessary expenses and focus more on experiences. And some of those experiences don't require money. You don't need to go on lavish vacations and spend tons of money to create wonderful experiences in life. Some of my most favorite experiences are those that required little to no money. So invest for the future today. The best thing to do is to get started with a small amount, if that's all you can do, and create the habit of building wealth. So that's it for today's episode, getting to your first $100,000 saved. Tune in next week, and we're going to be talking about smart advice by age. I'll go into specific financial advice for different stages of life and give you an idea of whether you're on track to reach your most important goals. And if you like this episode, please rate the episode, make some comments, and hit the notification bell to get updated on future Wealth Decision podcasts. And please, if you could, share it with a family member or a friend. My goal with the Wealth Decisions podcast is to reach over 100,000 people by the end of the year in the Twin Cities and beyond, so that people can make better wealth decisions to live a richer life. If you'd like to schedule a discovery call with me, you can go to my website at MomentousWealthAdvisors.com, and I'll spend some time to get to know you a little bit and find out if I might be able to steer you in the right direction or help you with your financial future. And once again, thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.